The Mysteries of the Kingdom by Arlen Chitwood. The foreword. In relation to the central message of the New Testament, the word of the kingdom, first century Christendom and 20th century Christendom would have very little in common. Things have changed in Christendom to such a degree, and they have not changed for the better. Rather, there's been a steady deterioration, and this deterioration has been going on for almost two millenniums. The central message of the New Testament was universally understood and taught throughout the first century church. But this same message, except in isolated instances, is not understood or taught at all throughout the 20th century church. The false message concerning the kingdom, introduced by Satan very early in the dispensation through false teachers, apostates, in the church, produced a deterioration which has left Christendom in the present condition. And it matters not whether one is viewing Christendom from the standpoint of those in fundamental circles or those in liberal circles. In relation to a knowledge of, an attitude towards the word of the kingdom, exactly the same thing can be seen among both these groups. Those in fundamental circles don't understand any more about the word of the kingdom than those in liberal circles do. And anyone daring to proclaim this message today will be fought against by those in both groups, usually more so by the fundamentalists than by the liberals. In relation to this message, both groups exist in an almost completely leavened state, and both are seen described in Revelation 3 verse 17 as wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. The seven parables in Matthew chapter 13 have to do with Christendom in relation to the word of the kingdom from the time of the church's inception to the beginning of the Messianic era. The first four parables cover a history of Christendom extending throughout the dispensation, and the last three parables continue with events which will occur after the dispensation has run its course, events leading into the Messianic era. Never in the history of the church has it been more important for Christians to understand that which is revealed in these parables than it is today. For never in the history of the church has the word of the kingdom been more misunderstood and spoken against than it is today. Christians are in a race, the race of the faith, with its corresponding spiritual warfare. And the highest of all possible prizes is being held out for the victors, that of being accorded the privilege of ascending the throne with God's Son and ruling over the earth as co-heirs with him for 1,000 years. A Christian can overcome in the race, in the warfare, and occupy one of these positions with God's Son. Or a Christian can be overcome in the race, in the warfare, and fail to occupy one of these positions. This is the message which Satan has fought so hard to destroy. And is it any wonder that Satan has expended so much time and effort to do away with this message? Christ and his co-heirs are to take the kingdom and rule over the very dominion which Satan and his angels rule over today. Satan and his angels are to be put down, and Christ and his co-heirs are to ascend the throne in their stead. And this is something which Satan, at all costs, has sought to avoid. This is the realm where Satan centres his attack against Christians and against the word of God. This is the heart of all things surrounding the spiritual warfare. Satan attacks Christians, seeking at all cost to bring about their defeat in the race of the faith, causing them to be disqualified for the prize set before them. And he attacks the message which relates these things, the word of the kingdom, seeking at all cost to corrupt and destroy this message. And how well Satan has succeeded can be seen on every hand today. The message is all but absent in the churches throughout the land, and the vast majority of Christians throughout those same churches lack any real spiritual direction and purpose in their lives. This is what the leaven which the woman placed in the three measures of meal in Matthew 13:33 has done during a period encompassing almost two millenniums. This is the state in which Christendom finds itself near the end of the dispensation. And this existing state of Christendom should surprise no one, for Scripture clearly reveals that this is the way that the dispensation will end.